We ask you to tell us your favorite moments, and one of the most requested was our interview with Dick Van Dyke.
He joined us in October of 2010, along with Peter Gross, Kerry O'Connor, and Mo Rocca. All right, I just got to be personal. I have watched you for so long. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was my favorite movie when I was a kid, and I've watched Mary Poppins so many times, The Dick Van Dyke Show. So my first question to you is, will you be my dad?
I'm a little busy right now.
I understand.
I can be your grandpa.
That would be fine. I would take that at this point. Out of all the things you've done, is there one thing you're most proud of?
Well, I tell you, I gauge it by the amount of fun I had. And we all of us involved say the Dick Van Dyke Show was the best 5 years of our lives. It was, we were like otters at play.
Right.
It would never was worse.
Really? That's great. One of the odd things about that show, I mean, in a weird way, it was 30 Rock, I guess 40 years before 30 Rock, in the sense that it was a comedy TV show about a comedy TV show.
That's exactly right.
I thought that up myself. So, so I guess my question is, you made working in TV comedy look like an absolute joy. You and Maury Amsterdam and Rose Marie having a great time going home to your great house in New Rochelle. Was it really like that, working on the show?
It was. Everybody looked forward to coming to work every day. It was, Carl, of course, was a brilliant, brilliant writer.
Carl Reiner.
And we just couldn't wait to get in front of the audience and show them what we had. It was, I never wanted to quit. Carl wanted to quit after 5 years. He thought perhaps it got repetitive or something. I'd still be doing it if he'd let me.
How did you get started? You grew up in Danville, Illinois.
Right.
And you we're here in Illinois. People are excited about that. And you started at a young age, right? You were singing. You were doing comedy. What were you doing?
Well, at the time, believe it or not, I started out as a teenager in radio.
Really?
I was an announcer at 16. During the war, everybody got drafted, so they had to hire me. And that got me started.
Doing radio?
Yeah.
So there's a future in this.
Yes, there is.
I had no idea. And you went out to the coast, as they say. You went out to L.A.?
Yeah, I went out here with a buddy of mine, and we did a little nightclub act. And I did local television in Atlanta and New Orleans, little shows, and finally ended up under contract to CBS. And I did game shows, children's shows. Do you know that I was the anchor on the CBS morning show?
No.
And my newsman was Walter Cronkite.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Could you please come back?
You had this gift that we saw particularly, in the famous tripping over the ottoman and your great dance numbers in Mary Poppins for physical comedy. Is that something you figured out you had at a young age?
Yes, I used to copy Laurel and Hardy and Buster Keaton.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I mastered all those falls when I was a kid.
Oh, really? I mean,
yeah.
This is what you did? You mean other kids were outside playing baseball and you were tripping over ottomans? Is there any chance that you're going to start singing again?
I have a little quartet, three guys and me. We started out just singing at my house, having a pizza and singing every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Somebody asked us to do a benefit, and then we did another one and another one. And all of a sudden, in August, we ended up at the Ford Theater in Washington singing for the president.
So you met the president?
Yeah.
When the president said, you know, I loved you in, what did he say? What was his thing?
Well, his wife, Michelle, said, you're my favorite show. And he said, she's not kidding.
There you are. You did Mary Poppins, and despite your amazing charm and the incredible success of the movie, you did get a little guff for your accent.
Oh, I'll never hear the end of that. But I have a defense.
What is your defense, sir?
They got me a coach who was Irish.
Oh.
His name was Pat O'Malley, and he didn't do an accent any better than I did.
Really? I heard once, is this true that the author of the Mary Poppins book, Mrs. Travers, showed up on the set?
Oh, I didn't see her on the set, but she did show up at the premiere.
Yes, and what did she think?
She went out in the lobby afterward and said, Walt, all the animation has to go.
Oh.
Is that so? And Walt said, Mary, the boat has sailed.
It's in the movie.
Yeah, she didn't care for either Julie or me.
Really?
Yeah, she wanted a kind of a, you know, a plump little nanny and an older kind of a cockney guy. But I think Walt was wise enough to go his own way.
I think he was. Dick Van Dyke, what a pleasure to have you on our show. We have asked you here this week to play a game we're calling...
Dick Van Dyke, Meet Dick Van, and Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Together, an iconic name in entertainment, but separated into its component words, it's three different things we can ask you about. Get two questions about the parts of your own name right. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in the home answering machine. Carl, who is Dick Van Dyke playing for?
Dick is playing for Jeff Weinkauf of Eugene, Oregon.
Your first question, of course, is about a dick. In this case, Dick.
About what?
About a dick. A dick, okay. Dick. It's about Dick Nixon, specifically.
Yeah.
When a young man, Dick Nixon, fell in love with one Pat Ryan, who was acting in a play with her, he courted her fiercely, including doing what? A, composing a song in her honor titled Pat Pat, You Make My Heart Go Pitter-Pat. B, driving her to and from dates with other men. Or C, making what some say might be history's first ever mixtape.
I think he wrote a song.
You think you're going to go with that?
Yeah.
Sadly, no. He did not write a song. He drove her to and from dates with other men. And wait around, like in a bookstore or a movie theater, until she was done and drive her home.
You're trying to say he was a pimp?
I'm sorry, but in the universe in which I live, you, Dick Van Dyke, do not know that word. I'm having some trouble. All right, we've done Dick.
What?
We've done Dick. Now it's time for Van. Chrysler.
Okay.
Chrysler, they invented the minivan back in the 80s, has a brand new revolutionary van on the production line. What is it? A, the man van, the masculine minivan for men. B, the speed van, a 12-cylinder, 300-horsepower van that can do 180 miles per hour. Or C, the nano van, half the size of a standard minivan, but with still seven seats.
Oh, my word. I think it was called a man van.
A man van. You're right. It is the man van.
Oh, wait.
Men are notoriously resistant to minivans, so this one is designed to be appeal to them, more masculine. It'll have a, quote, sportier look, more chrome in the interior, that sort of thing. All right. We've done Dick. We've done Van. Now it's time for your third question on the subject of dykes.
I was afraid of that.
Yes. So we Googled, just because we were curious, world's biggest dyke. What did we find? Was it A, the San Mangiam Dyke in the Yellow Sea, the Zuiderzee Dyke in the Netherlands, or the Weir Dyke near Lincolnshire in England?
I think it's the Zuiderzee.
You think it's the Zuiderzee?
Yeah.
That's an old dyke.
Well, I'm Dutch. It's got to be Zuiderzee.
Is that the first one or the third one, the Zuiderzee?
The Zuiderzee is the second one I mentioned.
What country was the first one in?
It's in the Yellow Sea.
The Yellow Sea? Oh, that one in China?
Yes.
Oh, that is the biggest one.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Dyke, 21 miles long. Wait a minute.
I forgot about that one.
You actually knew that?
Yes, but it's fairly new, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I knew all about that.
He's got to know all about all the dykes in the world. If your last name was Dyke, you'd keep up on all of them.
Well, that's remarkable. Carl, how did Dick Van Dyke do in our quiz?
Dick Van Dyke had two correct answers, Peter. So, Dick, you win for Jeff Weinkauf.
Well done.
You know there are words to that?
Really?
What are the words to the Dick Van Dyke theme song?
You want me to sing it for you?
Yes!
Yes!
So you think that you got trouble? Well, trouble's a bubble. So tell old Mr. Trouble to get lost. Why not hold your head up high and stop crying? Start trying. And don't forget to keep your fingers crossed. When you find the joy of living is loving and giving, you'll be there when the winning dice are tossed. A smile is just a frown that's turned upside down, so smile on that frown or defrost. And don't forget to keep your fingers crossed, ba-doom-doom.
Oh! No, that was the greatest. That is fantastic. I love that.
Boy, answered him, okay.
Did he really?
That is fantastic.
Wow.
I may never be happier than I am right now.
This is NPR's first iTunes hit.
This is amazing. Dick Van Dyke made some of the best movies and TV shows I've ever seen, and I keep watching them. What a joy to finally talk to you and have you on our show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I will send that there. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.